So where do you stand on immigration reform? Because chances are, if you're an American and you're breathing, you probably have an opinion.
Jay from Maine. The borders need to be closed, period. It doesn't matter if you're a war-torn country or not. We don't need no more refugees here. We do not have enough jobs for the people we have here.
Well, that's a pretty common complaint. We don't have enough jobs for the people who already live here. Why do we let any more come in? But a bipartisan group of mayors and business leaders from around the country think we need to look at this whole issue differently. This group is called the Partnership for a New American Economy. And they've released a new report that suggests our economic prosperity actually depends on increasing opportunities for immigrants to enter the workforce, not decreasing them. This group includes leaders from businesses like Microsoft, Alcoa, and Walt Disney, and mayoral offices from cities like New York, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. Among them, John Feinblatt, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg's chief policy advisor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
And we're also joined by Claudio Carneo, an Italian technology entrepreneur who settled in Chile because the U.S. made it too difficult for him to immigrate here. Claudio, explain what happened. You tried to come to the United States to start a business, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, hi. About 1 year ago, we started to look for a possibility, a chance to get into the U.S. to settle our business there and to help to get help from mentors, advisors, and an accelerator is called the kind of company that we were looking for that substantially help you to create a successful business there. But we've been finalists in two of these accelerators that are like competition to get in because there is a lot of requests. So we passed the hard part of the selection, but at the end, they want to invest in us, but they didn't do it because it was not easy for us to just stay in the country.
They were afraid you would be eventually kicked out.
Yeah, we cannot require a visa to stay 2 years, for example, in U.S. Just want to be able to stay 6 months in the U.S. and after we have to exit the country and re-enter after, but there is no assurance that we can enter again into the country. So for them was a risk because they were investing money, but without being certain that we can just stay in the country, work, and stay with our future employee and so on. So at the end, we have to skip.
And you went to Chile where you were welcomed with open arms. So John Feinblatt, for Mike Bloomberg and the mayors of other cities who are trying to bring businesses into their city, that kind of story probably raises the hairs in the back of your neck.
Yeah, I mean, I think Claudio's story is a good example of why current U.S. immigration policy is just shooting this country's economy in the foot. Somebody like Claudio had a great idea and actually had American capital willing to back him. We drove him away to Chile, who offered him good incentives. Now, Chile is benefiting from the ideas that Claudio has and the employees that he's hiring, while the U.S. has lost out completely on that. But that just doesn't make any sense.
But, John, answer our listener, Jay, from Maine, who says, look, why would we bring more people to the United States? You know, Claudio may be the exception. The rest of the immigrants coming in are going to take jobs away from Americans.
Well, it just isn't the case. I mean, the American Enterprise Institute, which, as you know, is a conservative think tank, just put out a study with our immigration group that showed just the opposite. In fact, it showed that immigrants with advanced technical degrees that they earned in the U.S. created 2.6 jobs for Americans. So for every one foreign graduate from a U.S. university in science, technology, engineering, or math fields, that meant 2.6 jobs for Americans. And even look at the other end of the spectrum, every farm worker that we hire from a foreign country creates 2 to 3 jobs for Americans. Why wouldn't we want those jobs? Why wouldn't we want another Google, a Yahoo or an eBay, large employers who are driving our economy? Why wouldn't we want them here rather than in Singapore or Germany or Chile?
Claudio, how many people does your company employ right now?
Right now we are just 2 people, but we are going to scale in the 6 months with other 3 people, and we hope in the future to hire up to 40 people in the next year.
Is the business profitable yet?
No, we're still not. We're still early stage, but we got 2 rounds of finance. So we think that we are on the right track.
You're just a basic startup company. What is Chile doing to help you get going?
So Chile is investing on 400 startups every year, giving them $40,000 for free, just in exchange of being here in Chile for 6 months. Plus the money, they're really helping because they're creating a hub of technology here in Santiago, the capital, where we have access to a lot of experts in the field. We have access to a lot of other people doing the same thing, doing startups. So we're helping each other. And plus, there are a big company here that invest in startup and make partnership with those startups. For example, our second investor is Telefonica Movistar, that is the mainly telco operator in Latin America. So we have the chance in the next 6 months to sell our product through their channels. So there are a lot of possibilities here, a lot of opportunities to make business and to start business here. And they're really helping you with money, but also with help in the field. Because they've understood that entrepreneurship make or spread the richness around all the country, and it's something that renew the country.
That's Claudio Carnio, an Italian technology entrepreneur who settled in Chile when he was too difficult for him to get in the U.S. So John Feinblatt with New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg's office. You guys are suggesting we take hints from other countries who are doing this better. What are they doing better than we are?
I think that they're doing many things better. For instance, they are providing green cards to graduates of their universities that graduate in STEM fields. They are creating visas specifically for people like Claudio, what we call entrepreneur visas. If you've got somebody with a great idea and American capital to support them, we ought to give them a visa and see if that business has a chance of working. But let me make this real. You know, all the economists estimate that, for instance, we'll need about 700, there'll be about 780,000 openings in engineering and tech jobs. Well, if you look at what the U.S. is producing, they're only producing about 552,000 by the year 2018. That's a $230,000 gap. We're going to need to fill that some way. You know, it used to be the gold rush. It's now the talent rush.
All right, that's John Feinblatt, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg's chief policy advisor, and Claudio Carnino, an entrepreneur who is now settled in Chile. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.